Chapter 2. The Cow. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Alif, Lam, Mim. This is the book in which there is no doubt a guidance to those who fear Allah, who believe in the unseen and perform prayer, and spend out of what we have provided for them, and who believe in that which has been revealed to you, O Muhammad, and in that which was sent down before you, and they believe with certainty in the hereafter. They are on true guidance from their Lord, and they are the successful. Indeed, those who disbelieve, it is the same to them whether you warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. Allah has set a seal on their hearts and on their hearing, and on their eyes there is a covering. Theirs will be a terrible punishment. And of mankind, there are some hypocrites who say, "We believe in Allah in the last day," while in fact they do not believe. They lie to Allah and those who believe, but they only lie to themselves and do not realize. In their hearts is a disease of doubt and hypocrisy, and Allah has increased their disease. A painful torment is theirs because they used to tell lies. And when it is said to them, "Do not make mischief on the earth," they say, "We are only peacemakers." Indeed, they are the ones who make mischief, but they do not realize. And when it is said to them, "Believe as the people have believed," they say, "Shall we believe as the fools have believed?" Indeed, they are the fools, but they do not know. And when they meet those who believe, they say, "We believe." But when they are alone with their comrades, they say, "Truly, we are with you, we were only joking." Allah mocks them, and increases them in their wrongdoings, so they wander blindly. These are they who have exchanged error for guidance, and so their trade was profitless, and they were not guided. Their likeness is as the resemblance of one who kindled a fire. Then, when it lit up everything around him, Allah took away their light and left them in darkness, so they could not see. They are deaf, dumb, and blind, so they do not return to the right path. Or like a rainstorm from the sky, in which there is darkness, thunder, and lightning. They thrust their fingers in their ears to keep out the stunning thunderclap for fear of death. But Allah ever encompasses the disbelievers. The lightning almost snatches away their sight, and whenever it flashes, they walk through it, and when darkness covers them, they stand still. And if Allah willed, He could have taken away their hearing and their sight. Certainly, Allah has power over all things. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and those who were before you, so that you may become of those who fear Allah, who has made the earth a resting place for you, and the sky as a canopy, and sent down rain from the sky, and brought forth fruit as a provision for you. And do not set up rivals with Allah in worship, while you know full well that He alone has the right to be worshipped. And if you are in doubt concerning that which we have sent down to our slave Muhammad, then produce a chapter like it and call your witnesses besides Allah for help, if you are truthful. But if you do not do it, and you can never do it, then fear the fire, whose fuel is men and stones prepared for the disbelievers. And give glad tidings to those who believe and do righteous good deeds. For them will be gardens under which rivers flow. Every time they are provided with fruit, they will say, "This is what we were provided with before." And they will be given things in resemblance, and they shall have purified companions, and will abide there forever. Indeed, Allah is not ashamed to place forth a parable, even that of a mosquito or smaller than it. For those who believe, they know that it is the truth from their Lord. But as for those who disbelieve, they say, "What did Allah intend by this parable? By it He misleads many, and many He guides. And in so doing, He misleads only those who are rebellious." Those who break Allah's covenant after approving it, and sever what Allah has ordered to be joined, and do mischief on earth, it is they who are the losers. How can you disbelieve in Allah, seeing that you were dead and He gave you life? Then He will give you death, then again will bring you to life, and then to Him you will return. It is He who created for you all that is on the earth. Then he rose over towards the heavens in a manner which suits his majesty, and made them seven, and he is the all-knower of everything. And remember when your Lord said to the angels, Verily, I am going to place mankind generations after generations on earth. They said, Will you place therein those who will make mischief there and shed blood, while we glorify you with praises and thanks and sanctify you? Allah said, I know that which you do not know. And he taught Adam all the names of everything, and he showed them to the angels and said, Tell me the names of these if you are truthful. The angels said, Glory be to you. We have no knowledge except what you have taught us. Indeed, it is you, the all-knower, the all-wise. Allah said, O Adam, inform them of their names. And when he had informed them of their names, Allah said, Did I not tell you that I know the unseen in the heavens and the earth? And I know what you reveal and what you conceal? And remember when we said to the angels, Bow down before Adam, and they bowed down, except Satan. He refused and was proud, and was one of those disobedient to Allah. And we said, O Adam, dwell with your wife in paradise, and both of you eat freely with pleasure and delight of the things there, wherever you will. But do not come near this tree, or you will both be of the wrongdoers. But Satan made them fall from paradise, and removed them from the state in which they were in. We said, Get down with hate between yourselves. On earth will be a dwelling place for you, and an enjoyment for a time. Then Adam received words from his Lord, and his Lord accepted his repentance. Indeed, he is the one who forgives, the most merciful. We said, Get down from this paradise. And whenever there comes to you guidance from me, and whoever follows my guidance, there shall be no fear on them, nor shall they grieve. But those who disbelieve and contradict our proofs, such are the dwellers of the fire, and they shall abide there for ever. O children of Israel, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you, and fulfill my covenant with you, so that I fulfill your covenant with me, and fear none but me. And believe in what I have sent down, confirming that which is with you, and do not be the first to disbelieve, and do not buy my verses for a meager price, and fear me and me alone. And do not mix truth with falsehood, nor conceal the truth while you know the truth, and establish prayer, and give charity, and bow down in worship with those who bow. Do you enjoin righteousness on the people, and you forget to practice it yourselves while you recite the scriptures? Have you no sense? Seek help in patience and prayer, and truly it is hard, except for the humble, who are certain that they are going to meet their Lord, and that to him they are going to return. O children of Israel, remember my favor which I granted you, and that I preferred you over all others of your time. And fear that day when no person shall avail another, nor will intercession be accepted from him, nor will compensation be taken from him, and nor will he be helped. And remember when we delivered you from Pharaoh's people, who were afflicting you with a horrible torment, killing your sons and sparing your women, and in this there was a mighty trial from your Lord. And remember when we separated the sea for you, and saved you, and drowned Pharaoh's people, while you were looking at them, when the sea water covered them. And remember when we appointed for Moses 40 nights, and in his absence you took the calf for worship, and you were wrongdoers. But after that we forgave you, so that you might be grateful. And remember when we gave Moses the Torah and the commandments, so that you may be guided aright. And remember when Moses said to his people, O my people, indeed you have wronged yourselves by worshipping the calf. So turn in repentance to your Creator, and kill the wrongdoers among you. That would be better for you with your Lord. Then he accepted your repentance. Truly, he is the one who accepts repentance, the most merciful. And remember when you said, O Moses, we shall never believe in you till we see Allah plainly. But you were seized with a thunderbolt while you were looking. Then we raised you up after your death, so that you might be grateful. and we shaded you with clouds, and sent down on you manna and quails, saying, Eat of the good lawful things we have provided for you. They did not wrong us, but they wronged themselves. And remember when we said, Enter this town Jerusalem, and eat bountifully there, with pleasure and delight, wherever you wish. And enter the gate bowing with humility, and say, Forgive us. And we shall forgive you your sins, and shall increase the reward for the doers of good. But those who did wrong changed the word from that which had been told to them for another. So we sent upon the wrongdoers a punishment from the heavens because of their rebelling against Allah's obedience. And remember when Moses asked for water for his people, we said, Strike the stone with your stick. Then 12 springs gushed forth there. Each tribe of people knew its own place for water. Eat and drink of that which Allah has provided, and do not act corruptly, making mischief on the earth. And remember when you said, O Moses, we cannot endure one kind of food, so invoke your Lord to bring forth for us what the earth grows, its herbs, its cucumbers, its garlic, its lentils, and its onions. He said, Would you exchange that which is better for that which is worse? Go down to any town, and you shall find what you want. And they were covered with humiliation and misery, and they drew on themselves the wrath of Allah. That was because they used to disbelieve in the proofs of Allah, and they killed the prophets wrongfully. They disobeyed, and used to transgress bounds. Indeed, those who believe, and those who are Jews, Christians, Sabians, and whoever believes in Allah in the last day, and does righteous good deeds, shall have their reward with their Lord. On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. And O children of Israel, remember when we took your covenant, and we raised Mount Sinai above you, saying, Hold fast to that which we have given you, and remember that which is there, so that you may become pious. But after that you turned away. Had it not been for the grace and mercy of Allah upon you, indeed you would have been among the losers. And indeed you knew those amongst you who transgressed in the matter of the Sabbath. We said to them, Be you monkeys, despised and rejected. So we made this punishment an example to their own and to succeeding generations, and a lesson to those who are pious. And remember when Moses said to his people, Indeed, Allah commands that you slaughter a cow. They said, Do you make fun of us? He said, I take Allah's refuge from being among the ignorant. They said, Call upon your Lord for us, that he may make plain to us what it is. Moses said, He says, Indeed, it is a cow neither too old nor too young, but is between the two conditions, so do what you are commanded. They said, Call upon your Lord for us to make plain to us its color. Moses said, He says, It is a yellow cow, bright in its color, pleasing to beholders. They said, Call upon your Lord for us to make plain to us what it is. Indeed, to us all cows are alike, and surely if Allah wills, we will be guided. Moses said, He says, It is a cow neither trained to till the soil, nor water the fields, and without blemish, having no other color except bright yellow. They said, Now you have brought the truth. So they slaughtered it, though they were near to not doing so. And remember when you killed a man, and fell into dispute among yourselves as to the crime. But Allah brought forth that which you were hiding. So we said, Strike the dead man with a part of the sacrifice cow. Thus Allah brings the dead to life, and shows you his proofs so that you may understand. Then, after that, your hearts were hardened, and became as stones, or even worse in hardness. And indeed, there are stones out of which rivers gush forth, and there are some which split asunder, so that water flows from them, and some which fall in fear of Allah, and Allah is not unaware of what you do. Do you believers wish that they will believe in your religion in spite of the fact that a party of them used to hear the word of Allah, the Torah, and then used to change it knowingly after they understood it? And when they meet those who believe, they say, We believe. And when they meet one another in private, they say, Will you tell them what Allah has revealed to you, so that they may argue with you about it before your Lord? Have you then no understanding? Do they not know that Allah knows what they conceal and what they reveal? And there are among them unlettered people who do not know the book, but they trust upon false desires, and they do nothing but guess. Then woe to those who write the book with their own hands and then say, "This is from Allah," to purchase with it a little price. Woe to them for what their hands have written, and woe to them for that which they earn from it. And they say, "The fire shall not touch us but for a few numbered days." Say, O Muhammad, have you taken a covenant from Allah so that Allah will not break his covenant? Or is it that you attribute to Allah that which you do not know? Yes, whoever earns evil and their sin has surrounded them, they are the dwellers of the fire. They will dwell there forever. And those who believe and do righteous good deeds, they are dwellers of paradise. They will dwell there forever. And remember when we took a covenant from the children of Israel, saying, "Worship none but Allah alone, and be dutiful and good to parents, and to kindred, and to orphans and the poor, and speak good to people, enjoin righteousness and forbid evil, and establish prayer, and give charity." Then you turned away, except a few of you. You turned aside. And remember when we took your covenant, saying, "Do not shed the blood of your people, nor turn out your people from their own dwellings." Then you ratified this, and you bore witness to it. After this, it is you who kill one another, and drive out a party of yourselves from their homes, assist their enemies against them in sin and transgression. And if they come to you as captives, you ransom them, although their expulsion was forbidden to you. So do you believe in a part of the Scripture and reject the rest? Then what is the recompense of those who do so among you, except disgrace in the life of this world? And on the day of resurrection they shall be consigned to the most grievous torment. Allah is not unaware of what you do. They are those who have brought the life of this world at the price of the hereafter. Their torment shall not be lightened, nor shall they be helped. And indeed, we gave Moses the book, and a succession of messengers followed on. We gave Jesus, the son of Mary, clear signs, and supported him with Gabriel. So is it that whenever a messenger came to you with what you yourselves did not desire, you grew arrogant? Some you disbelieved, and some you killed. And they say, "Our hearts do not hear or understand Allah's word." No, Allah has cursed them for their disbelief. So little is that which they believe. And when there came to them a book from Allah, confirming what was with them, and the gospel, although formerly they had invoked Allah in order to gain victory over those who disbelieved, when there came to them that which they recognized, they disbelieved in it. So let the curse of Allah be on the disbelievers. How miserable is that for which they have sold themselves, that they should disbelieve in that which Allah has revealed, grudging that Allah should reveal of his grace to whom he wills of his slaves. They have drawn on themselves wrath upon wrath. And for the disbelievers there is disgracing torment. And when it is said to them, "Believe in what Allah has sent down," they say, "We believe in what was sent down to us." And they disbelieve in that which came after it, while it is the truth, confirming what is with them. Say, O Muhammad, why then have you killed the prophets of Allah before, if you were indeed believers? And indeed Moses came to you with clear proofs, yet you worshipped the calf after he left, and you were wrongdoers. And remember when we took your covenant, and we raised Mount Sinai above you, saying, "Hold firmly to that which we have given you, and hear our word." They said, "We have heard," and disobeyed, and their hearts absorbed the worship of the calf because of their disbelief. Say, evil indeed is that which your belief enjoins on you, if you are believers. Say to them, if the home of the hereafter with Allah is for you especially, and not for others of mankind, then long for death, if you are truthful. But they will never long for it, because of what their hands have done, and Allah is all aware of the wrongdoers. And indeed, you will find them the greediest of mankind for life, and even greedier than those who ascribe partners to Allah. Every one of them wishes that he could be given a life of 1,000 years. But the grant of such life will not save him, even a little, from due punishment. And Allah is all-seer of what they do. Say, O Muhammad, whoever is an enemy to Gabriel, let him die in his fury, for indeed he has brought this Quran down to your heart by Allah's permission, confirming what came before it, and bringing guidance and glad tidings for the believers. Whoever is an enemy to Allah, his angels, his messengers, the angels Gabriel and Michael, then indeed Allah is an enemy to the disbelievers. And we have sent down to you manifest proofs, and none disbelieve in them but the rebellious. Is it not the case that every time they make a covenant, some party among them throw it aside? No, the truth is that most of them do not believe. And when there came to them a messenger from Allah, confirming what was with them, a party of those who were given the scripture threw away the book of Allah behind their backs as if they did not know. They followed what the devils gave out falsely of magic in the lifetime of Solomon. Solomon did not disbelieve, but the devils disbelieved, teaching men magic and such things that came down at Babylon to the two angels Harut and Marut. But neither of these two angels taught anyone such things, till they had said, "We are only for trial, so do not disbelieve by learning this magic from us." And from these angels people learned that by which causes separation between a man and his wife, but they could not harm anyone except by Allah's leave. And they learned that which harms them and does not benefit them. And indeed, they knew that the buyers of magic would have no share in the hereafter. And how miserable was that for which they sold themselves, if they but knew. And if they had believed and guarded themselves from evil and kept their duty to Allah, far better would have been their reward from their Lord, if they but knew. O you who believe, do not say unclear things, but say, "Make us understand and hear." And for the disbelievers, there is a painful torment. Neither those who disbelieve among the people of the Scripture, nor the disbelievers, wish that there should be sent down to you any good from your Lord. But Allah chooses for His mercy whom He wills, and Allah is the owner of great bounty. Whatever a verse and revelation we abrogate or cause to be forgotten, we bring a better one or one similar to it. Do you not know that Allah is able to do all things? Do you not know that it is Allah to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth? And besides Allah, you have neither any protector nor any helper. Or do you want to question Muhammad as Moses was questioned before? He who changes faith for disbelief. Indeed, he has gone astray from the right path. Many of the people of the Scripture wish they could turn you away to disbelief after you have believed, out of envy from themselves, even after the truth has become manifest to them. But forgive and overlook until Allah brings His command. Indeed, Allah is able to do all things. And perform prayer, and give charity, and whatever of good deeds Allah loves, send them forth for yourselves before you. You shall find them with Allah. Certainly, Allah is all-seer of what you do. And they say, "None shall enter paradise unless he be a Jew or a Christian." These are their own desires. Say, O Muhammad, produce your proof if you are truthful. Yes, but whoever submits themselves to Allah and is a doer of good, then his reward is with Allah. On such shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. The Jews said that the Christians follow nothing, and the Christians said that the Jews follow nothing, though they both recite the Scripture. Thus say those who have no knowledge, just as they say. Allah will judge between them on the day of resurrection about that which they have been differing over. And who is more unjust than those who forbid that Allah's name be glorified and mentioned much in Allah's mosques, and instead strive for their ruin? It was not fitting that such should enter them except in fear. For them there is disgrace in this world, and they will have a great torment in the hereafter. And to Allah belongs the east and the west. So wherever you turn yourselves or your faces, there is the face of Allah. Surely Allah is all-sufficient for His creature's needs, all-knowing. And they say, Allah has begotten the Son. Glory be to Him. Exalted be He above all that they associate with Him. No, to Him belongs all that is in the heavens and on the earth, and all surrender with obedience to Him, the originator of the heavens and the earth. When He decrees a matter, He only says to it, Be, and it is. And those who have no knowledge say, Why does Allah not speak to us face to face? Or why does a sign not come to us? So said the people before them with words of similar import. Their hearts are alike. We have made plain the signs for people who believe with certainty. Indeed, we have sent you, O Muhammad, with the truth of Islam, a bringer of glad tidings and a warner. And you will not be asked about the dwellers of the blazing fire. Never will the Jews or the Christians be pleased with you, O Muhammad, till you follow their religion. Say, Indeed, the guidance of Allah is the only guidance. And if you, O Muhammad, were to follow their desires after what you have received of knowledge, then you would have, against Allah, neither any guardian nor any helper. Those to whom we gave the book, the Torah, follow it as it should be followed. They are the ones that believe therein. And whoso disbelieves in it, those are they who are the losers. O children of Israel, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you, and that I preferred you above all others of your time in the past. And fear that day when no person shall avail another, nor shall compensation be accepted from him, nor shall intercession be of use to him, nor shall he be helped. And remember when the Lord of Abraham tried him with certain commands which he fulfilled. Allah said to him, Indeed, I am going to make you a prophet of mankind. Abraham said, And of my offspring? Allah said, My covenant is not within the reach of the wrongdoers. And remember when we made the sacred house at Mecca a place of resort for mankind and a place of safety, and take the place of Abraham as a place of prayer. And we commanded Abraham and Ishmael that they should purify my house for those who are circumambulating it, or staying, or bowing, or prostrating themselves there in prayer. And remember when Abraham said, My Lord, make this city a place of security, and provide its people with fruit, such of them as believe in Allah in the last day. Allah answered, As for him who disbelieves, I shall leave him in contentment for a while. Then I shall compel him to the torment of the fire, and worst indeed is that destination. And remember when Abraham and his son Ishmael were raising the foundations of the house, saying, Our Lord, accept this service from us. Indeed, you are the All-Hearer, the All-Knower. Our Lord, make us submissive to you, and make our offspring a nation submissive to you, and show us the ceremonies of pilgrimage, and accept our repentance. Truly, you are the one who accepts repentance, the most merciful. Our Lord, send amongst them a messenger of their own, who shall recite to them your verses, and instruct them in the book and knowledge, and sanctify them. Indeed, you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. And who turns away from the religion of Abraham, except him who fools himself? Truly, we choose him in this world, and indeed, in the hereafter, he will be among the righteous. When his Lord said to him, Submit, he said, I have submitted myself as a Muslim to the Lord of the worlds. And this was enjoined by Abraham upon his sons, and by Jacob, saying, O my sons, Allah has chosen for you the true religion, so do not die except in the faith of Islam. Or were you witnesses when death approached Jacob, when he said to his sons, What will you worship after me? They said, We shall worship your God, the God of your fathers, Abraham, Ishmael, and Isaac, one God, and to him we submit. That was a nation that has passed away. They shall receive the reward of what they earned, and you of what you earn. And you will not be asked about what they used to do. And they say, Be Jews or Christians, then you will be guided. Say to them, O Muhammad, No, we only follow the religion of Abraham, Islam. And he was not of those who worshipped others along with Allah. Say, O Muslims, we believe in Allah, and that which has been sent down to us, and that which has been sent down to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and to the 12 sons of Jacob, and that which has been given to Moses, Jesus, and that which has been given to the prophets from their Lord. We make no distinction between any of them, and to him we have submitted in Islam. So if they believe in the like of that which you believe in, then they are rightly guided. But if they turn away, then they are only in opposition. So Allah will suffice you against them, and he is the all-hearer, the all-knower. Our religion is the religion of Islam, and which religion can be better than Allah's? And we are his worshippers. Say, O Muhammad, do you dispute with us about Allah, even though he is our Lord and your Lord? We are to be rewarded for our deeds, and you for your deeds, and we are sincere to him in worship and obedience. Or do you say that Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the 12 sons of Jacob were Jews or Christians? Say, do you know better, or does Allah? And who is more unjust than he who conceals the testimony he has heard from Allah? And Allah is not unaware of what you do. That was a nation that has passed away. They shall receive the reward of what they earned, and you of what you earn. And you will not be asked about what they used to do. The fools among the people will say, what has turned them from their prayer direction towards Jerusalem, to which they used to face in prayer? Say, O Muhammad, to Allah belongs both the East and the West. He guides whom he wills to a straight way. Thus, we have made you a just nation, that you be witnesses over mankind, and the messenger Muhammad be a witness over you. And we made the prayer direction towards Jerusalem, which you used to face, only to test those who followed the messenger Muhammad from those who would turn on their heels and disobey the messenger. Indeed, it was difficult except for those whom Allah guided. And Allah would never make your prayers be lost. Truly, Allah is full of kindness, the most merciful toward mankind. Indeed, O Muhammad, we have seen the turning of your face towards the heaven. Surely we shall turn you to a prayer direction that shall surely please you. So turn your face in the direction of the sacred mosque at Mecca. And wherever your people are, turn your faces in prayer in that direction. Certainly the people who were given the scripture know well that this is the truth from their Lord, and Allah is not unaware of what they do. And even if you were to bring to the people of the scripture all the proofs, they would not follow your prayer direction, nor are you going to follow theirs, and they will not follow each other's prayer directions. Indeed, if you follow their desires after that which you have received of knowledge from Allah, then indeed you will be one of the wrongdoers. Those to whom we gave the scripture recognize it as they recognize their own sons. But indeed, a party of them conceal the truth while they know it. This is the truth from your Lord. So do not be one of those who doubt. For every nation, there is a direction to which they face in their prayers. So hasten towards all that is good. Wherever you may be, Allah will bring you together on the day of resurrection. Truly, Allah is able to do all things. And from wherever you start forth for prayer, turn your face in the direction of the sacred mosque at Mecca. This is indeed the truth from your Lord, and Allah is not unaware of what you do. And from wherever you start forth for prayer, turn your face in the direction of the sacred mosque at Mecca. And wherever you are, turn your faces towards it when you pray, so that men may have no argument against you, except those of them that are wrongdoers. So do not fear them, but fear me, so that I may complete my blessings on you, and that you may be guided. Similarly, we have sent among you a messenger of your own, reciting to you our verses and sanctifying you, and teaching you the Quran and knowledge, and teaching you that which you did not know. Therefore, remember me, and I will remember you. And be grateful to me, and never be ungrateful to me. O you who believe, Seek help in patience and prayer. Truly, Allah is with the patient ones. And do not say of those who are killed in the way of Allah, they are dead. No, they are living, but you do not realize. And certainly, we shall test you with something of fear, hunger, loss of wealth, lives, and fruit. But give glad tidings to the patient ones, who, when afflicted with calamity, say, Truly, to Allah we belong, and truly to Him we shall return. They are those on whom are the blessings from their Lord, and they are those who receive His mercy, and it is they who are the guided ones. Indeed, Safa and Marwa are the symbols of Allah. So it is not a sin on him who performs Hajj or Umrah of the house to perform the circuit between them. And whoever does good voluntarily, then indeed Allah is all-recognizer, all-knower. Indeed, those who conceal the clear proof, evidences, and the guidance which we have sent down after we have made it clear for the people in the book, they are the ones cursed by Allah and cursed by the cursers. Except those who repent and do righteous deeds and openly declare the truth, I will accept their repentance. And I am the one who accepts repentance, the most merciful. Indeed, those who disbelieve and die while they are disbelievers, it is they on whom is the curse of Allah and of the angels and of mankind combined. They will abide there under the curse in hell. Their punishment will neither be lightened, nor will they be reprieved. And your God is one God. There is none who has the right to be worshipped but He, the most gracious, the most merciful. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of night and day, and the ships which sail through the sea